Hi, my name is Pamela Sharon. I'm from Plymouth, New Hampshire. I live here because I love this state. It's beautiful and the mountains are great. I'm a hiker, biker, kayaker, and a lot of people that do live here for those reasons. We came here to live in an area that was beautiful and not full of power lines. In the U.S., we no longer build industrial hydro projects. We don't build them because they are destructive, they are not green, they are bad for the wildlife and bad for the land. They create methane gases that go into our atmosphere. After you build a large industrial dam, it takes 20 years for the methane gases to reduce. It also has mercury that gets into the fish, and you no longer can eat the fish and have safe food. So why would we buy hydro from Quebec when we don't have it here in our country and would not allow it to be in our country? When you do that, you are agreeing with the destruction that is part of the world. We are all part of the world. And so when you buy something that's so destructive to this country and to everyone else, it isn't right. I can equate it to buying a stolen TV. And if you buy that TV, then you are promoting a thief to be a thief. There are a lot of small businesses here starting up and really doing well, doing solar and biomass, geothermal. And when Hydro Quebec starts to come down, if they do come down, they could hurt all these small businesses. I recently spoke to a man from Ashland when we were welcoming the Northern Pass to Ashland. And he said that he was a dam man that had a dam job. He actually operated the dam in Ashland. And he told me that if the Hydro Quebec came through, he would lose his dam job. I also spoke to many people from, I didn't speak to him, my sister spoke to him, from the biomass plant in Bridgewater. They all believe that if Hydro-Quebec comes down, they will lose their jobs. Now, these are jobs that are not spoken about, and they need to be thought about, because we have all these industries and little companies that need to survive. And I think it's time to stop outsourcing our power needs to other foreign countries. I think it is time that we start keeping the money in our country and promoting jobs that are for our good and for our own little companies here. Thank you.